y'all looking at me real funny now. So let me clear that up right now. Because I don't want nobody running out of Greater Beulah Baptist Church saying that Pastor Mallett to encourage you to go out and get drunk. Yeah, I need to straighten that out right real quick. Come on, talk back to me if you can. Now, I need to ask you a question, and I want you to be very, very honest with me now. Because God knows, and you're sitting right here in church, but I want some honest folks in here. I need to ask a question. How many of you have ever been drunk? Now, I'm not telling you I'm lying. You're sitting up here on the angry. How many of you ever, come on now, I'll be honest, I'm not trying to point no fingers. Ever been drunk? I'm looking. Some of y'all put your head down. Who ain't never been drunk? You ain't been drunk? Well, you said it in Bible study. Holy and righteous and stuff. But let me fess up. I've been there. I've been drunk. And that's the reason why I can give you a real assessment of the characteristics of a drunk person. First of all, they lose control of themselves. The influence of alcohol is on their brain, and it affects their movement. A drunk person don't even walk like they normally walk. Come on, talk back to me now. They stand up all over the place. Their personality changes. They think they can sing when they know they can't. They get over friendly. His face. And come on, talk back to them. Even when they try to cover it up with some breath mint and gum, you can still smell what they've been drinking because alcohol has now taken over control. I saw all these hands and I started wondering to myself, like, that's why I can't communicate with you. I'm a bunch of drunk folks. But that's just a joke. Now, even though these may be distasteful for some people, but some of these characteristics are similar, watch this, to the characteristics of a person when they are spiritually drunk with the Holy Ghost. You lose control of your fleshly life. You get a new walk. You talk change. You are friendly to everybody. And you present a sweet aroma in the nostrils of Jesus Christ. Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus to say to them, not to be under the influence of wine, but in our case, not to be under the influence of liquor or drugs. And if you're going to get drunk, Paul said, get drunk with the Holy Spirit. If you're going to be filled with something, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Now that word filled is a verb in the present tense, meaning that you got to keep on being filled. You see, Beulah, it's not a one-time thing. It's continuously, and not just on Sunday morning. To be filled with the Spirit is also passive. Why is that, Pastor Mallett? Because we cannot fill our own self. We got to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us. Makes sense. You can't put a CD in a cassette player. You can't do it. You see, the CD won't fit, and neither will it play. Am I right about it? Because the cassette player is not constructed to take the media form of a CD. And if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, it's like taking spiritual information and give it to the flesh, so let the flesh help us in our spiritual walk. Oh, y'all, spirit and let your flesh help you out in that. It don't work like that, because to be filled means to be controlled. You can't let your flesh control your spirituality. Your spirituality has to control your flesh. And Paul is telling us that we need to be controlled about the right spirit. Well, you remember when the Jews in Acts chapter 13 were filled with envy? Meaning that the Jews were controlled by envy and jealousy. They even opposed the ministry of Paul and Barnabas. And to be filled with the Spirit of God means to be constantly controlled by His Spirit in our minds and our emotions and everything that we do. And this is what I want to convey to all of us this morning, and that is to be drunk with the Holy Ghost. And the whole church need to get drunk with the Spirit. So the question is, how does a person get drunk? That's a question. How does a person get drunk? What you do to get drunk? Well, whatever. You just drink. You just keep drinking. Remember what he said? You just keep on sipping. So after a while you get full. Reverend Williams said that.
That's true. That's true.
See, you've been I'm still earning. So he gets drunk when he keep on drinking, right? Yeah. You keep on drinking until you get intoxicated. And Bueller, that's how we get drunk in the spirit. You get your suck hit. Yeah. But to get drunk, you got to keep on drinking. You got to get up on Monday morning drinking. You drink at the noontime. You drink before you go to bed. And you got to take that hit every time. You got to get into worship. You got to have the right music. You got to keep it flowing. That's how you get filled with the Holy Spirit. You got to drink from the right cup.
Some
of y'all, you're drinking from the wrong cup. You're drinking the wrong stuff. If you let the Spirit dwell in you, well, let me park in there for a minute. Can I park there for a minute? If you let the Spirit, Ephesians 1 tells us that if you let the Spirit dwell in you, He seals us, and that's important, because some of us are listening to Satan telling you that you lost your salvation. But when you are saved, God seals. And if you are truly saved, then you don't have to worry about losing your salvation. Why is that? Because you are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit. Not only does the Holy Spirit seal you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 12. Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit also gives gifts to the church. Yeah. When you got saved and the Holy Spirit took residence in you, He gave each and every one of you a gift. And the problem is, some of y'all are sitting on the gift that the Holy Spirit has given you. Yeah, you got the spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit got. words, you're not actively using the gift that God gave you for the advancement of his kingdom. Let me say this. There's a problem whenever you got church folk who don't want to do nothing in church but sit down and criticize. You know, very few people work in church. And then when they start doing something constructive, the first thing those persons who sit down and don't do nothing want to ask one question, why are you doing that? Well, they're working for the kingdom of God. And then what we do, we sit down and we watch other people do what God has called you to do. And you know he called you because God be speaking to you, but you don't listen. Well, let me give you an example. There are two kind of voices that's in your mind. The devil is going to speak to you, and Jesus is going to speak to you. Why is that, Pastor? Because you were made in his image. And when you're made in his image, that means he got some Jesus. You got some Jesus in you.